read that one.
470, authorize a 5-year grant agreement with Catholic Charities, El Programa Hispano, for the purpose of assisting victims and survivors of domestic violence.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good morning.
I'm Derek Rodriguez, captain of the Family Services Division. So this is to renew our contract for the next 5 years for advocacy services from Catholic Charities. And Kat Kelly, the program manager, will expound a little more.
We have a domestic violence advocate who provides culturally and linguistically specific services to the Latino community, but who's also able to provide bicultural services to domestic violence survivors who's stationed at Captain Rodriguez's station. This has been a wonderful partnership for Catholic Charities and for the domestic violence continuum of services, and it's been particularly important for improving relationships between the Latino community and Portland police. So we strongly appreciate this relationship. I can't tell you how positive it's been for survivors and for us inside of the domestic violence continuum.
Thank you.
Mayor, can I ask one question? Just one thing that jumped out at me, this is a 5-year grant agreement. Why 5 years rather than a shorter period of time with an annual renewal or some other process for evaluating it on an ongoing basis?
I don't have an answer for that.
I don't either. I just know that we work very closely together, and so that analysis is happening on a fairly regular basis. I'm not sure who determined the length of time.
Was it 5 years the last time?
Yes, I believe.
Yes.
So I guess maybe one answer is that it's if at some point it's determined that the services that are being provided are not satisfactory, it can be modified or terminated.
Correct? Yes.
Correct.
So, but otherwise, it's intended to be a 5-year term because.
That's correct. The objective is to basically cut down on paperwork and administrative work. There is still an annual process by which the Family Services Division will review the work, and there is an annual process on which they agree on the budget for the coming year, and that's the level of oversight that the Bureau and the city has for the work that's being done. By making it a 5-year agreement with a not-to-exceed amount, that's large enough for that period of time, allows it to be administered from project management perspective and not have to return to council every year and not have to return to re-executing a contract.
And the past 5-year experience was satisfactory to the parties?
Yes.
Yes. I haven't been there for 5 years, but, I mean, we have an annual sit-down with the director and we talk about the budget, and if there's any issues with service, it gets addressed.
Other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone who wants to testify on this item, 470?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for this.
Okay. Then that one also passes to second reading. And now if you would read 471 and 472 together, it's my intention to have them read and refer them back to my office, but if you'd read the items.
471, accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $49,921 from the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services, 2013 Community Policing Development Microgrants Program to fund a portion of the Race and Social Justice Initiative's work. 472, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Portland State to provide survey and analysis services to meet the requirements of the Department of Justice Settlement Agreement.
Okay, and both of these items are important work and will hopefully be rescheduled soon, but need some more work in the meantime. So if there's no council objection, I'm going to return those to my office. Okay.